Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The point was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
There you go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. It's 84 degrees and sunny in California right now. It's going to get up to 90 degrees in October. If you live in Kentucky, if you start driving now, you'll get here by, let's say, Sunday. Probably. Traffic is clear and light. Everything's well in California. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian. You know, I was surprised when we do the show, we promote it. And I was surprised that Canada has banned me to promote it on Facebook or their Facebook. I'm banned in Canada. Yay! I'm banned. But to the rest of the people, I mean in Ireland, Italy, Germany, Korea, even Japan came aboard. I'm good to go. I just lost Canada. All right, it's Friday, everybody. It's Loose Friday. Coming in, talk about what you want to talk about. I do have some subjects I want to talk about. Things are going on in the world. Oh, man. Today, I'm down it in. I mean, there's so many things that are going on in my head. It's like if you could read my mind, what a thought my, you know, could tell. It's like an old-time movie brought up by a wishing well. Like a Castle Dark or a fortress. The chains upon my feet. Well, the ghost is me. I am your worst nightmare. I am your ghost. I'm in your ears, through your brain. You can't get me out. Now, you can't shut me out. Not if you try. Maybe you don't want to. If you'd like to come into the studio, here it is. This is the number you're going to need. This is the number you're going to need. And if I get it, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what the number you're going to need. I got to get it first. I should know it. I've been doing this show over 12 years. That's right. Over 12 years. Don't judge me. You know, I can't even find my keys. Let's see. Here we go. I have to type something in. Somebody's contacting me and wants me to say something on the air, and I'm just answering. And I will. They want me to talk about ghosts. Okay. I'll talk about ghosts. But first, before I talk about ghosts, I got to give you the number, just in case you're not looking at the marquee. I'll talk about ghosts. Well, the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number. 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. There you go. There you go. Up front, Trump's ally, my pillow guy, he's in financial woes. Businesses are forced to pull his TV ads. That's right. My pillow guy, you guys know who he is, Mike Lindell. He has been ordered to pay $5 million to an expert who debunked his data related 2020 election. According to a decision by the arbitration panel obtained by CNN and Kenneth Cheeseborough, this guy, I've combined two stories in one. The Mike Lindell story we're going to talk about, and then Kenneth Cheeseborough, he took a last-minute plea. You remember him, Georgia election, the interference case that's going on there. It's going on now. He pleaded guilty. He took a plea. That's what we're going to talk about. And I'm also doing an event, as you see, the writing, author's comic ball, Comic-Con ball. All you do have to hit that link, and you see what I'm doing. I hope you support it. It's our way of moving authors a little forward. That's our way. That's what we're doing. Okay? Okie dokie, Smokey. So hit that and you see what I'm doing. I hope you support the cause. I'm not asking you to donate any money. I'm just asking you to, if you hit the link, share it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Share it. Just share it. That's it. Nothing involved. The world is upside down. The world is upside down. You know, just a week ago, 10 days ago, we were really upset about what Hamas did to Israel. The horrific thing what they did with the babies and unspeakable thing they did to human beings. And we're pro-Israel. Go Israel. Week later, Middle East, the whole Middle East is like something crawled up their butthole. They're protesting. It's just a mess. And the troops are ready to go in on the ground. And it's going to be nothing but a slaughter. We said this yesterday. If God's up there, God, because you think God ever sleeps? If there's a being up there, do you think he sleeps, or she sleeps, or the entity sleeps? Or is it just a burning thing forever and ever, they don't sleep? But if he did sleep, you think he woke up in the morning going, and looked at us and going, what the fuck? What have I done? Damn. This world is crazy. But one good hope is the Republicans are revolting. They're having a revolution, which is good. They're voting against Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House, which is perfect. Meaning that Trump and Jim Jordan is the Trump guy. So Trump's been losing left and right. He's losing in court. He's losing everywhere. And he backed Jim Jordan. And Jim Jordan can't even buy anything. This may be the end of the mega powers. I think the Republicans have had enough. They want their party back. I think it's the beginning of the end. And we'll listen to Trump because he has something to say about Israeli and Hamas conflict. And look who's in the studio. There she is wearing her ball gown, and she's in sequins. There she is with a plunging neckline and pearls. Pat, Patricia Oberlin. There she is.
Oh, my.
Come on. There you go. Look at that. Look, you do a little spin. Just give us a little spin, darling. There you go. Look at that butt.
Oh, I'm spinning. I'm spinning.
Yeah, I know you're spinning. Yay.
So, Brian, did you know that Nostradamus, back in the 1400s, he used to predict things?
Sure.
He predicted that in the early 2000s that the Middle East was going to become poisoned. And
right.
I'm thinking atomic bomb.
Right.
I really am.
Well, it's possible, Kit. It's possible. It is possible.
Yeah, it is.
He also predicted that we're going to have another Antichrist, didn't he, in our year? But
yes,
he's going to become the Middle East, isn't it?
Yep. Well, that's where the first one came from. Why not?
That's true. That's true.
Listen, Brian, the PSW just got here, so I have to go for about 20 minutes.
All right, babe. Have a good one.
Okay, I'll be right back. Okay,
all right,
bye.
Thanks for coming in. Bye, kiddo.
Okay, bye.
All right. Pat will be right back. It'll give you enough time that if you want a tarot card reading, call in the show. I am qualified to read the cards. I've learned the way. The force is with me. And if you're one of those people who want to know about your love life, I have the ability to read your erotic cards. If you know what I'm talking about, baby. Yes, you do. Hello. Yes, you do. The force is with me. So just come on in the studio. We'll do that, too. And the number is 319-527-6099. As we're talking, did I read it too fast? Okay, I'll try it again for soul readers. 319-527-6099. And don't forget to hit that link that we're doing that event with. I'm very proud of it. It's going to be next year, but we're getting everything together now. And there's also a haunted house involved with spirits and stuff. It's going to be fun. First time I'm going to spend a night at a haunted house in a hotel. Boo. Scary, scary, creepy. Yeah, that would be a good prize, right? Win a date with Brian the Hammer Jackson to spend the night at a haunted hotel. Just an overnight thing. What could happen? Boo. What can happen? Fun. Let's get right to it. So Donald Trump has, you know, everybody has their opinion on what's going on in Israel. Biden has his opinion, too. Donald Trump laid in his opinion. And for whatever it's worth, I haven't heard it. There's going to be some silly stuff. Bear with it. This guy's losing it. It's kind of comical, I'm assuming. Here's Donald Trump talking about, this was yesterday, I believe. Was this yesterday? What's he talking about? Did I get the right one? Because it says Trump speech live, Donald Trump on Israel versus Palestine live. It says it streamed 2 days ago, but okay, I'm thinking it's current. Why do I have, oh, that's a Wikipedia. Okay, here we go. That's your
cards. Many of them armor-plated, you know, costing $1 million apiece. Armor-plated, 4 inches of 1,000 trucks and cars. Many of them armor-plated, you know, costing $1 million apiece. Armor-plated, 4 inches of steel. And you say, why did you leave it? Why'd you leave it? We weren't leaving it. I said even take out the leather hangers, you know, to make it actually of leather. You think of plastic, but with the government, they sort of get leather instead because, you know, they always go the most expensive route. But the hangers, I said, I want every nut, I want every bolt, I want every screw that's laying on the ground, I want everything to go out. And one of them said to me, Millie, he said, sure, it'll be cheaper if we left everything. I said, where does this guy come? Where does he come from? A brand new airplane cost $128 million, right? I said, you mean you think it's cheaper to leave it than to fill it up with a little fuel? Let's fly it the hell out. Even if you just fly it to Pakistan, then you bring it back home or you fly it back home. Most of them can make that journey, right?
Oh, it's better to leave it there.
I don't know if that's the current one because I can't believe it's current. It says it was current, streamlined 2 days ago. It said it's new. It sounds like he's doing the same old shit, but it says it's new. All right, let's get through the nuts and bolts of Donald Trump again.
I said even take out the leather hangers, you know, to make it actually of leather. You think of plastic, but fur is like so expensive, but and it is. And now oil is getting ready to hit another all-time high. And so it's very hard. So that Biden, by stopping all of the energy coming out, you know, he wants to put windmills all over the place, and he wants to do things that are very expensive, but he doesn't want any petroleum. He doesn't want any petroleum product, and he doesn't want oil and gas, although he's taken it from Venezuela. Did you see that? Venezuela was supposed to be the enemy. When I left, I think we would have taken over Venezuela. Now all of a sudden they're selling us, thank you very much, Venezuela, for selling us your tar. You know, they have not good stuff. And for the environmentalists, you know, they say Venezuela. You know where we, the only refineries in the entire world that can.
I'm going to interrupt this dotard for a bit. You know, when I'm playing this, I see the video, and I also see the comments people make. I'm going to give you a little comments while he's talking. I'm going to give you a little what the people are saying. Thanks for wasting your time reading my dumb comments. Okay. You know, I hate these people, these chatters, because they make it them. I'm trying to find a comment about, okay, here we go. This guy's name is Freedom Button. He says, I had enough of this cutthroat stuff, peddling fair. Why wouldn't you answer the phone? One guy says, God created everything. Another person is like, you wish God created porn, but he did. I'm going to try to get to stuff who, yeah, there's always buffoons here, and I'm trying to get something that really people are really talking about with his speech, but it's dumb stuff. This guy, Jacob, listening to his speech, this is why I don't open up the chat room. So Donald Duck is talking, and you got idiots saying, dude, Pornhub, dude, Pornhub is dangerous. And this is what's going on in the chat while Donald Trump is talking. Okay, finally we got somebody. His name is Ronald Barr. This is what his comment is. Donald Trump will never be president again, and don't even think about dictator, definitely out of the question. There we go. Finally, we got a comment on what the guy is speaking about. But a lot of these chats, some guy wants to be the center of stuff that had nothing to do with Donald Trump speaking. Let's get back. I have no idea what Trump is talking about. We're not in war, but we're picking sides with Israel against Hamas. And things are getting ugly. Donald Trump, it says 2 days ago, so I don't know what he's talking about, but let's keep going. Maybe get to the point.
We find that crap are in Houston, Texas. So it's sent to Houston, Texas. It's tar, and it's very tough, and it's very expensive. But a lot of stuff, you know, if you all believe in that, and we do to a large extent, not, you know, we're not crazy people. We're not going to destroy the country for it. But all of that stuff flows into the air. Now, why would they do that? Very expensive. And we have the best energy. We have the best oil, but we have more oil and gas than any country in the world. We have more than Saudi Arabia. We have more than Russia. And we don't touch it. But we'll take filthy, dirty stuff and refine it in Houston. I mean, literally, it's the only plant in the whole world that can refine it. And that's what we do. And we've now taken a, you know, essentially a dictatorship or whatever you want to call it. A lot of people have left. Very tough place. And we've made them very rich, very quickly. Think of it. We've made them rich. They were ready to make any deal I wanted. They were going to make any deal I wanted. We would have gotten freedom over there. But they met very stupid people, and that's what happened. So somebody said to me when I was walking up, would you do the snake? Do you know the snake? Does anybody know the snake?
Jesus, this is embarrassing. It's humiliating. He's doing the same thing over and over. And even his Let's Make America Great Again is like a part two. This snake story is his favorite story. We heard it back in 2016. He loves it. I don't know if he's doing stand-up. I don't know if he's talking policy. I don't know if he's running for president. I don't know if he's applying to be in the Nut House and he can't get in. And he's waiting for, you know, somebody to acknowledge him so they can put him through and get his mess, and he has a little rubber room. I have no idea what he's doing. This is him. It says it streamed 2 days ago. Okay, let me see. It sounds old, but it says 2 days ago. I'm going to go with it. Here we go, Donald Trump.
Because, you know, we have a big problem. You probably haven't heard this. We have a big problem with illegal immigration. Has anybody heard about the, you know, we have about 15 million people allowed in our country that shouldn't be here. And many of those people come from mental institutions, and they come from very, very bad places. They come from jails and prisons. There's a slight difference between the both, right? Which is worse, a jail?
You know, I'm thinking about America. And I'm thinking about your roots, your heritage, Irish, Italian, Cuban, Jamaican, Swahili, whatever. The only real Americans are Native American Indians. But if we did, we took care of that. We took their land, locked them up, put them on a piece of land, and we called it USA. So when you describe immigrants who came over here as mentally ill, crime-ridden, everything. In fact, Donald Trump's own father was kicked out of his country, and he ran into his, I mean, he got a wife that her parents were illegal immigrants, and he snuck them into the White House and gave them a citizenship. So we're not going to go into the hypocrisy of this idiot. But I really think he's deranged. I think he lost it. When do you have a politician who's going on, Israel's going on, price of food going on, drugs going on, fentanyl going on. We can go on and on. And this idiot's talking about a poem about a snake. You know, when you have a country that you want to be led, you say, bring me your champion. That's what warriors do. I want to fight the best. Bring me your champion. And a Republican champion is this idiot? Are you serious? I mean, have you really heard him talk? And we're going to listen to him. Let's go back.
For a prison, perhaps prison. And then they come from insane asylums and mental institutions. Insane asylum is heavy stuff, right? Mental institution is not good. Insane.
Was that a question? Yes, insane asylum is heavy stuff. Mr. Former President. You know, four time indicted, twice arrested. Idiot. Yeah, it's heavy stuff. I thought my vocabulary was limited. And this is your champion. You're bringing us your champion, Republicans. This is your champion. Let's go back into it. Here's Donald Trump.
Asylum. The lamb, right? Silence of the lamb. That's the same asylum. We're talking about, well, they're insane asylums. A lot of my people say, sir, please don't use the term insane asylum. It's very bad. I said, no, let's tell the truth, right? They're coming from insane asylums. They're coming from mental institutions. And they're terrorists coming. You know, in 2019, they did a report. They found no terrorists at all coming through the border. That's with me. 2019, and now they're setting records. They're coming in, and they're coming in at levels that nobody's ever.
Yeah. They're setting records now. It's like we, whoever coming across the border, we can see who they are, and we take consensus, we take the census. And we ask who's the insane people, who's the crazy people, who are the rapists, who are the terrorists, and they all say Donald Trump. At least they didn't rape anybody in the department store with a lot of cameras and everything there. They didn't pay a hooker, was it $140,000 to sleep with them? How bad do you have to be that you, how bad does a hooker does not want to sleep with you that you have to go up to the hundreds of thousands of dollars for her to even touch you? How bad is that? I mean, a good guy can get a good hooker for $500 for half an hour, and he could be the most disgusting guy in the world. A hooker, he could be a homeless guy. She'll give him a bath, too. That includes a bath. She'll put, throw in a bath. But to, for a woman to touch you, you have to pay her hundreds and thousands of dollars? How sick is that? Let's get back to Donald Trump. You're bringing us your champion. Here's your champion, Republican.
And a lot of them are really bad ones. So we have something called the snake, and it was done a long time ago. It was something that was not meant for this purpose, but it was purpose. It's so incredible how accurate it is, and I'll say it. People find it fascinating. It really relates to the border and the people you let in. And now you can talk about Israel because a lot of the people that are attacking Israel are coming into our country. So what do they have in mind? And a lot of them are young, strong men. I hate to tell you women, there aren't a lot of women. There are a lot of strong, young men. And they're coming in, and I say, be prepared. Be prepared. And hopefully the one thing that we really have to be careful of is World War III, because we're right on the cusp of World War III. We're so close. We're so close. And we have a man who's a not an intelligent man, never was, never was. He wasn't intelligent 30 years ago in his prime, and he's not intelligent now. And now he's really off. He can't find, he doesn't know how to get off a stage. No, he gets on a stage. You ever see him walk off? He can't find the exit. Look, you got, you're on a stage, right? I've never seen the stage before. I don't like flies. Do we like flies? I don't like. But no, he's on a stage, and you got a stare and a stare. Usually, typically, you don't have a stare behind, but sometimes you do. But what you do is you look and you say, there's a stare, too. And the guy I see last night, he finishes his speech. Oh, yeah. And then, thank you. You saw this, right? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, he's pointing. He can't find his way. And this...
So now he does stand up. This is a guy that holds a glass of water with two hands. He can barely drink water. Didn't he fall down the stairs one time? This is the last guy who should be pointing. The funniest thing happened, though, forget that, is when George Bush did it. And he walked off the stage, and then the camera was just bare. That you saw George Bush walk back. He went to the door wouldn't open, and the camera just followed him walking back. It was the funniest thing, and it happens. But I guess Donald Trump wants to do a stand-up. Here you go. Here's Chuckles. Here's Chuckles, the former president.
No, and this is the guy that's in charge of whether or not we're in a nuclear war that's going to obliterate the world. And it's just so bad. I'll tell you what, we got to win this election. If we don't win the election, our country, we're not going to have a country. I mean, just lasting another year is almost impossible to think with the weaponized elections and all the stuff they do. Today, a judge put on a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Can you imagine this? Do you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. So we'll see. We'll appeal it, and we'll see. But it's so unconstitutional. The good thing is we have so much support. It's incredible. So, and it just makes it even more so. Look, I'm the only guy that ever got indicted. I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Did anyone ever hear of Al Capone? If you looked him... If you looked at him the wrong way, he was seriously tough, right? Scarface. You know, they call him Scarface. Had a little scar in there. I'm sure it was a minor accident.
Wait a minute. I don't think they called Carp. Did they call Al Capone Scarface? I have to do a fact check. Wait a minute. I have to do a fact check. they call Scarface. I don't think it was Al Capone. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me see. Okay, let's see what comes up. I'm curious now. He's right. He's absolutely right. Alphonse Gabriel Capone, sometimes known as nickname Scarface. I didn't know Al Capone was named Scarface. Ah. Finally, Trump checked. Of course he would be right when there's a criminal. Mafia dude. Of course he would be right. Okay. Chalk one up for him. I learned. Interesting. Okay, we got like 4 111s in the studio. If you want to talk to me, you know the drill. Hit the one on your phone. I will open up your mic. It's Friday. We got a little bit more Trump because I really want you guys, this is your champion. And I really want to hear your champion. This is the Republican's champion, and this is what he sounds like. We go back to Trump.
But Al Capone, if you looked at him in the wrong way, if he didn't like you, you looked at him a little bit askance, he blew your brains out. He was only indicted one time. I've been indicted 4 times. And in addition, I have these civil trials that are all coming out of the Justice Department. They've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI. They've weaponized, think of it, the Justice Department. This is like a banana republic. But we're going to be okay. The good news is I'm the only one that's ever been indicted where the numbers went through the roof. Because the people understand it. No, it's true. He challenged the election. The election was crooked. They're saying you never challenge an election. You're supposed to believe these people, right? How about the 51 intelligence agents that lied? Turned out they lied. How about the FBI Twitter files? All that stuff. All of the votes, if you look at 2,000 mules, if you look at that, those are tapes of people stuffing ballot boxes. Those aren't people saying. Those are tapes. People don't want to hear it. But, no, they put a gag order on me. And I'm not supposed to be talking about things that bad people do. And so we'll be appealing very quickly. But, you know, people understand it. And normally if you get indicted, if you're a politician, I've watched it for years, they get indicted and they walk to a microphone about 4 minutes later. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be leaving office to fight for my reputation and spend time with my family. I love my family so much. You know, that they're out. They're gone. With me, I have a big platform so I can explain things. But they want to indict for challenging an election, rightfully challenging. And what about all the people that challenged me in 2016? Hillary Clinton and all these people? You ever hear Maxine Waters? You ever hear her rhetoric? She wants to kill people. You ever hear this stuff? And yet they challenge me peacefully and patriotically. Remember the speech? Peacefully and patriotically. Oh, that's insurrection. That's a horrible thing. Peacefully and think of it. And then many other things during the course of a period of time. And the truth is Nancy Pelosi was offered 10,000 soldiers 2 days before the event because I knew it was going to be a big crowd. And she turned them down.
Peacefully? Some people still say it. He's talking about the insurrection. That brings us to Sydney. You know her. That brings us to her. It brings us to her. And it brings us to my pillow guy. It brings us to Kenneth Teasborough. Kenneth right now. He was one of the guys that Trump put in place to be a fake, that messed with the Georgia election. He just pleaded guilty. He took a plea. Don't believe me? Take it from, let's take it from ABC. Here we go. Listen to this. Right now, they say they have it live, but I don't know. But here we go. They're looking around.
Gone trial in just a matter of days. You're looking at attorney Kenneth Chesborough taking a plea deal ahead of his trial in the election interference case against former President Trump in Georgia. Chesborough, who is set to go on trial in just a matter of days, the plea deal comes just a day after his co-defendant, former Trump attorney Sidney Powell, agreed to plead guilty to six misdemeanor counts. I want to bring in senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky for more. Aaron, what do you make of the timing here? Chesborough pleading guilty a day after Sidney Powell did the same.
And as potential jurors were being brought into that courtroom to start filling out questionnaires, because both Chesborough and Powell, as part of their defense tactics, requested an expedited trial, and the judge severed their cases from that of the others, and that meant that their trial...
on right now. I'm trying to hear the background on that, but I guess that's a judge talking. Let me get this out. Trump said peacefully, legally. Well, you're right, Trump. I don't know why your people are in court right now. There you go. There you have it. I'm still trying to find it, guys.
But I lost your feet. But you just heard it with Cheeseborough.
Was about to start
here we go.
Week, potentially, assuming a jury would be seated. That now is not going to happen. Those jurors, potential jurors, will be excused because both Chesborough and Sidney Powell have now decided to plead guilty.
So what exactly is he pleading guilty to? What was his role in this scheme?
He is pleading to a single felony count. So there have been now three defendants in the case of the 19 who've decided to plead guilty, but Chesborough's the first to plead guilty to a felony, and the exact charge is conspiracy to commit filing false documents. Chesborough is an attorney who worked with the Trump campaign, prosecutors say, to orchestrate this scheme to seat fake electors who would have certified that former President Trump won the election in Georgia even though he lost. And this was something that Chesborough, according to prosecutors, tried to repeat in other battleground states. This group of fake electors was seen on video meeting inside the Georgia State Capitol on December 14th and sending a letter, according to the indictment, that falsely says Donald Trump won. Sent that to the archives of the United States, sent it to the chief judge in the Northern District of Georgia in Atlanta, where Fulton County is, and sent it to others as something of a historical record. But that document was fake. Joe Biden won the state and won the election.
What does this mean for the other defendants in this case, including former President Trump?
Chesborough is now going to have to testify against Trump and the remaining alleged co-conspirators. And what exactly he will say, we don't know. But as you heard the prosecutor say, he had to give a videotaped proffer, meaning he had to say what he knows. And prosecutors can now put that to use when Trump and the others go to trial. If Chesborough, as alleged, was working with the Trump campaign on this scheme involving fake electors, prosecutors could well have him testify to that. Who were you working with? What did you do? You heard the prosecutor say Chesborough is going to have to turn over some additional text messages that are in his possession. We'll be interested to know who was on the receiving end of those texts.
Aaron, could this now drive more defendants to take plea deals in this case?
It's certainly possible because Chesborough is charged in this portion of the overall racketeering scheme with, what, one, two, three, with more than a half dozen others involving this fake elector scheme. So you could certainly see instances now where those defendants, knowing Chesborough is cooperating with prosecutors, would themselves want to plead guilty, but no offers that we know of or no deals in the works just yet.
All right. Senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. Aaron, thank you.
That's Earth 1. That's the Earth we live on. Now let's go to the leader of Earth 2, the imaginary planet that we don't really visit. And here's a former president on Earth 2.
He didn't like the look. So it's a disgrace what's happened to our country. But this is a little play on words and concepts, and it's something that people love. I mean, people love. It's so accurate because it's happening to our country right now. And now you can add in just the illegal immigration. You can see what's going on in the Middle East, and it's really sad and really incredible. on her way to work one morning down the...
So he sets up how incredible sad it is in the Middle East. The election results are false. And the alien lover has taken Melania back home to the planet. She's no longer with him. Did you see Eric? It has alien DNA written all over him. So what he's going to do now, with all this stuff going on in the Middle East going on, he's going to read you a poem. This is your champion that you're bringing to us. It's the Republican champion. Let him go on.
Path along the lake. So, you know, if you all believe in that, and we do to a large extent, not, you know, we're not crazy people. We're not going to destroy the country for it. But all of that stuff flows into the air. Now, why would they do that? Very expensive. And we have the best energy. We have the best oil, but we have more oil and gas than any country in the world. We have more than Saudi Arabia. We have more than Russia. And we don't touch it. But we'll take filthy, dirty stuff and refine it in Houston. I mean, literally, it's the only plant in the whole world that can refine it. And that's what we do. And we've now taken a, you know, essentially a dictatorship or whatever you want to call it. A lot of people have left. Very tough place. And we've made them very rich very quickly. Think of it. We've made them rich. They were ready to make any deal I wanted. They were going to make any deal I wanted. We would have gotten freedom over there. But they met very stupid people, and that's what happened. So somebody said to me when I was walking up, would you do the snake? Do you know the snake? Does anybody know the snake? Because, you know, we have a big problem. You probably haven't heard this. We have a big problem with illegal immigration. Has anybody heard about the, you know, we have about 15 million people allowed in our country that shouldn't be here. And many of those people come from mental institutions, and they come from very, very bad places, very bad places. They come from jails and prisons. There's a slight difference between the both, right? Which is worse, a jail or a prison?
Find out.
Perhaps prison. And then they come from insane asylums and mental institutions. Insane asylum is heavy stuff, right? Mental institution is not good. Insane asylum is silence of the lamb, right? Silence of the lamb, that's insane asylum. We're talking about...
Okay, that's a commercial right here.
He's only good at weaponizing justice against political people and religious people, frankly. A lot of religion. And even recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, something that they never even thought. We gave them that. And when I left, Iran was weak and desperate, and they wanted to do, and Joe Biden came along, and he just made them so happy. I wonder if he gets a deal from them, too, like he does from everyone else. You know? I think there's a substantial chance. I mean, you know.
Only a corrupt person will think, I wonder, did he get a deal? Nobody else thinks that. Nobody else thinks that a president will make a deal, especially with our enemies. Oh, wait. Didn't Ivanka make a deal with China with her clothing and they ran her out of the country? I'm sorry. Didn't Jared make a deal in the Middle East and they gave him like $2 billion? I'm sorry. Didn't Donald Trump make a deal with his golf courses? So only a criminal will think, I wonder, did he make a deal? I know he wanted to make a deal with Russia. I'm talking Donald Trump. It's like out of the ordinary. It's like you talk to a guy, and he says, yeah, how did your date go? I wonder, where's Bill? Well, Bill went out on a date. He goes, oh, and out of blue, you think Bill raped her? You go, what? Why would you even think that? Why would you even say that? Only a dumb fuck, a criminal, will think that. And you're a president of the United States. You're thinking, I wonder if you made a deal, because your track record shows you do, for your pocket. We don't think that way. That's interesting. I just find that interesting.
You, I was watching people. I say, keep the oil. They have hundreds of billions. Iraq has tremendous amounts of oil right now. I said, keep the oil. And they didn't keep the oil. They kept nothing. We went in. lost a lot of lives, bombed the hell out of the place. I mean, what happened there? You know, you had, I don't know if you know, just a quick look. So for thousands of years, you had Iran and Iraq, and they were actually almost equal. And they fight each other, fight. That's all they do is fight, you know, fight. And they come to a stalemate, then they'd rest for a few years, then they come back and they'd fight. They did this forever, under different names. But basically you had this group, and they'd fight. Then we went in, we obliterated Iraq, and now you have Iran. They had a natural barrier. They were...
We have obliterated Iraq, and now we have Iran? I don't know how much longer I can go with this because this is so stupid. It's killing my brain cells, and I only got a little bit left. Let me see if I can get to the meat and potatoes of what he's talking about.
People said, sir, they're going to tax our businesses. In other words, if you do business in France, they're going to put a big tax. So Emmanuel Macron, the boss, and I liked him. You know, I got along with him. He's just doing his thing. You know, if you can get away with it, you got to do it. That's what we should do, too. That's what we did for 40 years.
If we get away with it, we should do it. Why not? If we can get away with it, we should do it, no matter if it's right or wrong. You heard their former president of the United States. He's an innocent man, but a man who came up with, if we can get away with it, do it. Does that mean dating too? You know, grab her by the pussy. If you can do it, if you can get away with it, do it. This is your champion. This is your champion, Republicans. This weak, criminal mind, delusional, a sociopath motherfucker is your champion. You got nobody else?
But what happened is they came in, they said he's putting a big tax on companies that do business in France. They said, nope, not fair. That's bad. Half of the companies I didn't like, but these were American companies, and they're not going to be taxed unfairly, and they're not taxing, they're just taxing Americans because they think it's a stupidly run country. So what happens is I said no, and I gave them instructions. Go back and tell them no. And they came back 2 days later, and they said, sir, I'm sorry. Secretary of the Treasury said this. Said, sir, I'm sorry, but we can't make a deal with them. They want it's too late. They said it's too late. I said, it's not too late. Watch. And I get him on the phone. Emmanuel, how are you, Emmanuel? I hear you're taxing all of our companies that happen to do. Yes, oh, yes, Donald, we passed. We're in the most beautiful accent. Oh, yes, Donald. We passed this 2 weeks ago. It's nothing I can do about it. I said, all right, there's nothing I can do about this either. You either get rid of that tax, where every bottle of wine and champagne that comes into our country, and we have just as good as you do, if not better, every bottle of wine or champagne that comes into our country, we're going to put a 100% tax on. And he said, no, you cannot do that. I said, no, I can do that. I'm going to do it. I have the legislation right in front of me. I could do it myself. I didn't need to have to go through Congress, which takes forever. I said, this will be... On a Monday morning, you're going to pay from there on, you're going to pay 100% on every bottle of wine or champagne that comes into our country. So you call me back within 20 minutes and let me know what you want to do. He calls me back within 2 minutes. We have decided not to charge your company's tax. That was it. It was the end. But nobody. You think Biden does that? You think Biden does that? You have to, look, I mean, you have to play your cards. We have tremendous cards, but soon we won't have those cards because we won't have a country left, you know? We won't have a country left. We did so many things. I could tell you 150, 200,000. I could tell you 1,000 stories like that. But remember, to get this country on track on January 15th, you have to get out there and you have to show, and you call it the caucus. It's a big deal. It's a caucus. Defeating crooked Joe Biden begins with getting your friends and your family and neighbors to vote at your local precinct caucuses. You have to get out and just get 5 people, 10 people, get as many people as you can. It's just a show of force. We're going to win. But, one thing, you got to get out, okay? You got to get out. Because you never know. Sometimes you say, he's going to win by so much. Let's not do it. And if 100% of the people say that, bad things, you got to get out. You got to get out and you got to do it. But we're really doing great with the primaries. We're doing great against Crooked Joe. We're up about 12 or 14 points in Iowa and Crooked Joe Biden. But we have to get out. So... get involved. So text Iowa to 88022 or sign.
Can't take anymore.
Listen, you're first in the nation because of a certain person named Trump. Don't let anyone tell you it was somebody else. Now, the people I introduced, they're pushing me very hard. But we decided to do that, and we wanted to do it. And we have a man who's not an intelligent man, never was. He wasn't intelligent 30 years ago in his prime, and he's not intelligent now. And now he's really off. He doesn't know how to get off a stage. People, I say, keep the oil. They have hundreds of, why is it so bad? Well, they want to use the one base that's very far away, and they didn't want to be, you know, politically incorrect. So they didn't want to use other bases that they had all over the place. And he said, sir, we can use those bases, and we'll hit them from the left, we'll hit them from the right, we'll hit them from the bottom, we'll hit them from the top. They won't know what the hell happened, sir. And that's what happened. And I got it knocked off. You know the longer version of the story, which is a cool story, but I won't bore you with it. I can only tell you this, that our military is amazing. It's amazing. We have a great military. And it's not going woke. We're not going to have our military be woke, fellas, okay? You don't want a woke. I'm looking. I don't think he wants a woke military. It's not going to go woke. They would like to have it woke, but we're not going to let that happen. But now we have death and destruction all over the planet because we have the worst and most incompetent president in the history of our country. He's incompetent. He's only good at weaponizing justice against political people and religious people, frankly, a lot of religious people. What a shame. If they spent the same energy on defeating all of the enemies that we have more enemies now. You know, we had all peace. You know that. Remember when crooked Hillary Clinton, which I don't call it that anymore because I'm using it. I call it beautiful Hillary, right? Beautiful.
Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. Just rumbling. People leave during half of his thing. You can see people are leaving, and this just ramble on, and doesn't make sense, and not talking policy. He does a little stand-up. He got one joke, and the rest is just rambling. That's your champion. Four-time impeached or indicted. Is he twice impeached, or is he, how many times he's been twice impeached, four times indicted? I want to get that straight. He almost made me fall asleep. I think, how many times has Donald Trump been impeached? He's been impeached twice. Yeah, indicted four times. Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi was first to say that honor, and here's Nancy. She was first one to bring you that honor. Donald Trump becomes the first president, the U.S. president, to be impeached twice. There you go. It only took 4 years. They only had one term. Can you imagine that bullshit? He did. He was a busy boy. Okay, so I gave you a little bit of Donald Trump. My pillow guy, Donald Trump just exhausted me. He's crying now. He's pissed off. And these are the people who are associated. There are people who are toxic. They're toxic people. You know toxic people. No matter what they do, bad things happen to them. And you try to be with them, and it rubs off on you, and bad things happen to you. They're called toxic people. Donald Trump is one of them. And what happened to the people who are with Donald Trump, man, they get that shit on them. They get that toxicity on them. Listen to this.
For making a $1 million promise to anyone who could prove him wrong.
It is a $5 million prize for anybody that can prove the election data that I have from the 2020 election is false.
One cyber expert did, and now Lindell must pay. An arbitration panel awarded Robert Zeidman, a Trump voter and software expert, a $5 million victory Wednesday after he sued Lindell. CNN obtained documents and depositions in this case, and according to the arbitration panel, Mr. Zeidman performed under the contract. He proved the data Lindell LLC provided unequivocally did not reflect November 2020 election data.
With everything that was happening in the Dominion case in Delaware, we were sort of sitting on the edge of our seats. I wasn't surprised, but I was relieved.
Lindell is a Trump ally and leading purveyor of 2020 election conspiracies, who was seen at the White House in the waning days of Trump's presidency. Lindell later convened a 2021 cyber symposium.
This was attacked. The whole technology was attacked.
Where he aired his unproven conspiracies and invited experts to debunk his data.
I want it to be the most watched event ever in history because we need everyone in this country to see what I have seen.
It didn't take long for Zeidman to determine Lindell's data was a dud.
I found the data was just so obviously bogus. It surprised me.
The biggest cover-up in history.
Zeidman says he brought his claim against the MyPillow CEO because he worries about the impact of Lindell's falsehoods.
I just thought it could do a lot of damage to our country. If we want to investigate fraud, and I think we should, we have to be able to be truthful about it. And Lindell is not being truthful.
The arbitration panel concluded the data provided to experts was not related to the 2020 election. Lindell, in his deposition, clearly never expected to pay up.
So you didn't have any concerns that someone might win the Prove Mike Wrong challenge?
No, because they would have to show it wasn't from 2020, and it was, you know.
And in a brief interview, he vowed to CNN, this will end up in court.
Yeah,
so will Zeidman ever see his $5 million? His attorneys are hopeful. Zeidman, not so much.
I don't think so. I think he's going to delay this as much as possible.
Now, obviously, this decision is another blow to election denialism, especially in the wake, Jake, of that settlement between Fox News and Dominion. I did ask Robert Zeidman what he wants to do with the $5 million. If he does get it, he says he's going to donate at least some of it to nonprofits.
All right. Interesting. It's so interesting that he's a Trump voter also twice.
Yep.
Twice.
Three signs your...
There you go. Not over yet. Not over yet. Not over yet. I'm gonna. So now, apparently, being associated with Trump, not only do you, I'm gonna try to play this guy. This guy's annoying, but I'm gonna try to get to what I want to play because there. Okay, here it is. It's a deposition of my pillow guy, and this was in March. He claims he's broke. Listen to this. If you can hear.
That's not what they call on.
I hate writing this because this is stupid. These are stupid asses trying to be news people. But he does have footage I want you to hear. So ignore the stupid cackle and laugh at this fuckhead and think he's a news guy. But he does have the footage that I'm trying to look at. And here's my pillow guy at a desk position.
They're not lovely pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay.
All right, I'm going to try to get you past him.
My Pillow customer service complaints to the company.
Because
and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay. Except when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole
Mike,
is what you are.
Mike,
no, he's an asshole.
No,
he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book. No, they answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call about maybe they didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. But we'll cover them even though it could be somebody else's fault. Nobody called because of a lumpy pillow. Good one, though.
You done?
Yeah. I'm done.
What I'm saying...
Obviously, you don't have a My Pillow, too. You don't, do you?
What I'm saying is, Mr. Lindell...
Asshole. Oh, go ahead. No, I'm pissed.
I understand.
Now, go. When you're saying what?
Okay. Get an idiot who does it, but he does have... he does have the footage I want you to hear... the breakdown. Maybe I get a different guy. This stupid guy is getting on my nerves. Well, you heard it. Call him an asshole and everything. Here's CNBC. Michael Lindmore. Okay, here's... I can't do it here either. Here's Mike Lindell from CEO. He had to pay up. Remember, he offered $5 million to prove that election, that his theory of the election was false or whatever. This is when he lost. According to CNN. Here we go.
This multi-million dollar promise to anyone who could prove him wrong.
It is a $5 million prize for anybody that can prove the election data that I have from the 2020 election is false.
One cyber expert did, and now Lindell must pay. An arbitration panel awarded Robert Zeidman, a Trump voter and software expert, a $5 million victory Wednesday after he sued Lindell. CNN obtained documents and depositions in this case, and according to the arbitration panel, Mr. Zeidman performed under the contract. He proved the data Lindell LLC provided unequivocally did not reflect November 2020 election data.
With everything that was happening in the Dominion case in Delaware, we were sort of sitting on the edge of our seats. I wasn't surprised, but I was relieved.
Lindell is a Trump ally and leading purveyor of 2020 election conspiracies, who was seen at the White House in the waning days of Trump's presidency. Lindell later convened a 2021 cyber symposium.
This was attacked. The whole technology was attacked.
Where he aired his unproven conspiracies and invited experts to debunk his data.
I want it to be the most watched event ever in history because we need everyone in this country to see what I have seen.
It didn't take long for Zeidman to determine Lindell's data was a dud.
When I got there, I found the data was just so obviously bogus. It surprised me.
The biggest cover-up in history.
Zeidman says he brought his claim against the MyPillow CEO because he worries about the impact of Lindell's falsehood.
I just thought it could do a lot of damage to our country. If we want to investigate fraud, and I think we should, we have to be able to be truthful about it. And Lindell is not being truthful.
The arbitration panel concluded the data provided to experts was not related to the 2020 election. Lindell, in his deposition, clearly never expected to pay up.
So you didn't have any concerns that someone might win the Prove Mike Wrong challenge?
No, because they would have to show it wasn't from 2020, and it was, you know.
And in a brief interview, he vowed to CNN, this will end up in court.
Yeah,
so will Zeidman ever see his $5 million? His attorneys are hopeful. Zeidman, not so much.
Them, especially in the wake, Jake, of that settlement between Fox News and Dominion. I did ask Robert Zeidman what he wants to do with the $5 million. If he does get it, he says he's going to donate at least some of it to nonprofits.
All right. There you go. My energy level. I got to get coffee. Jesus, I got to get coffee. Hey, she's back. She changed outfits. Now she's wearing a sheer dress with a thong underneath it. A bustier, and pearls. Here she is, Pat Overland. Look at you all dialed up. Look at you, Pat.
Mama, mamacita, donde?
Wow, look at you. All right.
That's because I have to go to the mall later.
Oh. Well, you know, we went through this. I think I covered it. So the people, there are toxic people in this world. I proved it. I proved it. We take out my pillow guy, and we take out him. We take out, and here's some of the names. I don't have to read it. It says here, Donald Trump's two allies who lost everything. These are people who lost everything to Donald Trump. And it goes into Mike Lindell, and it goes into Rudy Giuliani. Who lost everything, and I'm not going to go into details of what they... Yeah, it goes on and on and on. Kristi Noem, she lost everything. She was a lawyer for Trump at one time, I guess. She lost everything because she would not... These people would lie to the people. Nancy Mace from Carolina, Republican. She lost everything. After his first two indictments, speaking to Fox, she described the investigations as unfair and has since confirmed to Politico that she would back Trump if he wins. we can't afford 4 more years of Biden, she says. And then it goes on to
why?
She has money rolls and she's broke. Meanwhile, according to Politico, has called for easier access to birth control and legislation for abortion. So she's changing her policy. There you go. But she lost everything to Trump. A lot of these names you won't know, but there are a lot. Carrie Lake, Arizona, you guys know her. She lost everything because of Trump's backing. And Marjorie Greene, the conspiracy theory. On and on and on and on. You guys are getting bored.
Well, she hasn't lost everything. Has she?
Oh, boy. No, she lost a lot. She was censored. But sanctioned, I think. Censured. But she's back because they won the nomination. But what I'm trying to say is that people who are connected to Trump are losers. All right. So we covered that. Did we cover Lindell. We covered Cheeseboro. I'm doing the event. I'm flying out to the Actors Comic Ball. Flying out that. We covered that. I think we covered everything, Pat. I think we covered everything. My pillow guy is broke. The business to pull his TV ads, he promises a comeback. It's no surprising turn of events. My pillow guy,
mm-hmm.
a company run by election conspiracists, and has pulled its television advertisement due to owner's monetary difficulties, meaning he can't afford to pay. He's being sued because he hasn't paid his lawyers. He says he has no money. There you go. So he lost everything. He lost his business and he lost money because of Trump.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty disturbing.
It is. A lot of people are losing everything. And Trump doesn't care. And by the way, Jim Jordan is trying to embarrass himself again for his third vote and nobody voted for him. As a speaker, Trump was nowhere in sight to help him, support him. Trump says, I endorse him, and that's it, he's out of there. Let him flounder like a dead fish in Congress. That's what Trump does. Jim Jordan is the last of the mega people, which I think are really dying out. All right, it's Friday, and I covered the politics. Do you want to talk about anything, Pat, or should I go back? Let me look at the news and see what else is going on here. Wow. Two Americans held hostage in Gaza. They were released by Hamas. How's that? Did you know that? It's breaking news. It's breaking
wow.
news, Pat. Yeah. I got to put in my break-in. That calls for breaking news shit. Yeah, they were released. What's going on
That's
there?
Cool.
I don't know. It's going to look bad
happen?
For us, though. It's going to look bad.
Were they rescued?
Biden goes there. It's going to look bad for the U.S. You know, McCain had a chance. You know, when McCain was taken prisoner in Vietnam, they didn't realize his father was higher up, an admiral or something. They said, okay, I understand where your father is. You got some political views. You can go. And McCain said, no, I'm going to stay with my men. And they beat him and tortured him and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know how this is going to look. Biden goes to Israel. Then he goes on TV saying it, blah, 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 blah. And you start releasing American hostages? You release two Americans?
Well,
what do you think
I
the other countries
Hamas,
are going
to... I'd be thinking about it.
Well, should we just take our people and leave? I mean, we're supposed to be backing them and all this kind of bullshit.
They're going to back
should we take...
them.
I don't know.
Brian,
here
you
we
want
go.
My prediction?
Choose.
Yes,
There's
I do.
There's going to be a nuke within a year and a half over there.
There's going to be a new what?
A nuke.
Oh, a nuke. No. No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, could be.
Yeah, you wait and see.
I will. I have no choice. My alternative is to die and watch as a spirit.
I know.
Oh, I got a review. Wait. Let me get this breaking. Let's get this breaking news first. I got the review of The Exorcist too.
Your next words carefully tonight.
Oh, that's not the breaking news thing. Let me see. Breaking news. Come on. Where's my breaking news? I lost my breaking news, Pat.
Oh, no. How'd you do that?
I don't know. Let's see if I got this as breaking news. Oh, there it is. Hello, this is breaking news. I am Brian Hammerjack, and I am reporting on other people's reporting on breaking news. Here we go. Two American held hostages in Gaza released by Hamas. Not Humus, Hamas. Thank you. And here's the story. I don't get into trouble. What's Brian talking about? Here we go. I didn't know I was banned in Canada. Pat, when you told me that my show was banned in Canada, they can't advertise my show in Canada, you were right. I'm banned in Canada. That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
That
you know
sucks.
Because
no.
You're listed as political.
Well, you know what? Canada can suck me.
Well, you know. They probably can't. They can't get a hold of you.
I'm banned in Canada. I wear it as a badge of honor. Here you go. The latest breaking news. Two American hostages in Gaza has been released.
This is an ABC News special report. Now reporting, David Muir.
Good afternoon, and we're coming on the air with major developments in Israel's war with Hamas. ABC News has now learned that two American hostages have been released and are safe. We had reporting that they were going to be released, but we wanted to wait until we knew they were in safe hands, and we have been told that that has happened. They've been released now 2 weeks after the horrific terror attack in southern Israel. The two women, a mother and daughter, and you see them up on the screen right there. That is an image from the Associated Press. Their names are Judith Renan, she is 59 years old, and Natalie Renan, who is 17 years old. This image right here, we are told, is just after Natalie's high school graduation. From public reporting, it's believed that they were in Israel visiting relatives, visiting a grandmother when the massacre then took place. In fact, Natalie had been in contact with family back here in the U.S. at the time, talking reportedly about the gunshots they had heard, that they were going to lock themselves in, and then there was no other word heard from them. They, along with several others, obviously, been in the hands of Hamas for some time now. The family holding out hope, along with so many other families who have held out hope that the captives would be released at some point safely. And this word just now confirmed that Judith Renan, 59, Natalie Renan, 17 years old, they are U.S. citizens, U.S. and Israeli. They're from Evanston, Illinois, outside Chicago. They have been released and are safe. And again, that was the most important thing for us in coming on the air. We wanted to make sure that they were in safe hands, and I've just been told from our editorial team here that they are now in the hands of the Red Cross. We know that Hamas is holding more than 200 hostages, including more than 20 children among them. Israel believes most are still alive. This news about these two Americans released comes just as Israel appears to be on the brink of launching this ground incursion into Gaza, which would, of course, take this war into a new phase. Raise the stakes on the growing humanitarian crisis facing Palestinian civilians caught in the middle, Palestinian civilians who, of course, are not Hamas. But again, the breaking headline at this hour, two American hostages are now in the hands, the safe hands of the Red Cross. Their names, Judith Renan, 59 years old, Natalie Renan, 17 years old. And again, that powerful image you see right there, that is believed to be just after Natalie's high school graduation. It is believed this afternoon that they are safe. An extraordinary development. Let's get to our chief foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell. Also,
wow, that's some breaking news. I'm looking at the picture right now. The mother's not that bad looking, but she's fairly pretty. So I'm sure
yeah,
they raped the fuck out of her.
Yeah,
they raped the fuck out of her. You know they did. She's really pretty. You know they did. They probably raped the mother, too. Bastards. So I don't know who they belong to and why they were released. But, you know, they must have went through hell. There you go.
Yeah.
Two American hostages held in Gaza has been released by Hamas. There you go.
You know, though, you never get released in the head after something like that.
No, you never do. You never do. You never do. But they probably, I'm telling you, she's a good piece of ass right there. She's looking good. I'm telling you, they probably raped the fuck out of her. They probably did because she's cute as fuck. I'm telling you that. I was talking about Jordan, another backer of Trump, Jim Jordan. I don't know if you've been looking at it. He's been running for Speaker of the House. He lost three times in a row. Three times in a row. But he's a diehard Trump supporter. He's a denier saying Trump is not his that Biden is not the president of the United States, that the election was stolen. He's that kind of guy.
Well, they can't have him as a speaker.
Right. He's the Speaker of the House. They denied him the third time, but here's the story right here. Here it is, breaking news, according to, I think, CNN, I'm not quite sure. Here we go.
...ballot among House Republicans over his future, straight to Capitol Hill now, Congressman Jim Jordan, apparently just lost a secret ballot among House Republicans over his future as the nominee.
Wow. Okay, here's what happened, folks. This is why I am banned in Canada. A? Okay, this is what happened. Is that, okay, he lost the third vote as far as Speaker of the House is concerned. So the Republican says, so Jim Jordan says, because he's hard-headed and he's a mega and he's Trump thing, he doesn't give up. He says, okay, those 20 people, he can only lose five, but those 20 people who voted against me, we're going to have a meeting. So they put him in the meeting, and everybody on the Republicans go, let's have a meeting. Last time they had a meeting, somebody was going to hit, it was like a riot. They were going to hit people and everything. They behaved themselves like the Britain. When I see the Britain people and they start fighting and everything and yelling at each other, and the guy has to go, order, order. I wish I had that sound effect. It was great how Britain is. So anyway, they go behind closed doors. The Republicans go behind closed doors. They have a secret meeting. So we don't know what was going to happen with the secret meeting, whether they're going to come out and try to vote again. Here's their chance. Here's their options. Let's run this num-nums up again, which he's going to lose even more because they're revolting against him. Let's go with, I think it's McHenry. He's kind of Republican, but the Democrats kind of like him. Let's go with them, but the hardliners don't like him. Or let's choose something else. So apparently that's where they left. What are they going to do? And then after the secret room, we got the answer. Here we go.
Republicans voted to support Jordan. 112 voted against him. So what happens next? Jay O'Brien, and contributing for Jordan, 112 among House Republicans over his future as the nominee for Speaker. 88 Republicans voted to support Jordan, 112 voted against him. So what happens next? Jay O'Brien, and contributing correspondent Rachel Bates, both on Capitol Hill. All right, Jay, so he had already lost three votes. Then Republicans go behind closed doors. He loses the secret ballot. So is he now completely out of the picture?
Yeah, Rachel Scott and I, Rachel, our senior congressional correspondent, and I are told that this secret ballot was a means of essentially trying to gauge the support Jordan had amongst House Republicans after those three failed ballots and the fact that Jordan picked up more no votes each time, right? On the first vote, he had 20. By the second, he had 22. By the third today, he had 25 Republicans voting against him. And then today, you said the results there in that secret ballot, 112. Republicans by secret ballot said that they did not want Jim Jordan to stay in the race as Speaker. Now, Jim Jordan has not yet emerged from that meeting. There are cameras on both of the doors to that room, so you can expect him to get questions from reporters of if he's actually dropping out of the race because of the results of that secret ballot or not. Every lawmaker who's walked out of that room and has been asked that question by me and others, I just ran upstairs here, has said you've got to ask Jim Jordan that question. So we'll hear from him presumably moments from now, but certainly the House Republican Conference telling Jim Jordan they do not want him to continue as their Speaker designate, their candidate for Speaker.
Yay. All right, so Rachel, what do you see happening next? What are your sources telling you?
I mean, there's no viable path. Here's some text messages I just got from Republicans in the room. They don't have the confidence of him anymore. He has no path forward. And let's remember that last time lawmakers took a vote like this, where they, you know, used a secret ballot that basically allowed them to stay anonymous to say whether or not they would support Jordan, 55 Republicans said they did not want to. He took the issue to the House floor, and only about 25 of them were, you know, had the bravery to say it publicly on the record when their constituents were pressing them to back Jordan. But now he's up to 112. That's more than double what it was just a week ago. And this really shows how this pressure campaign has really blown back on Jordan. Sure, there are some members who didn't have the courage to vote against him on the floor when they were on record, but publicly, in the secret ballot, a majority of the conference doesn't want him, and it's hard to see how...
See, I know what this fool was trying to do. Here's the strategy. These people did a secret ballot voting against him. Now, Trump endorsed him. So Jordan goes, oh, yeah? Let's see you do it. Let's see how brave you are to put you on the record. And President Trump will hear that you voted against me. Let's see if you're brave enough. So they put it to vote, and he lost. Oh, yeah. First he lost by 12, I think. The second time he lost by 20. The third time he lost by 25. So
stay
it started
down
to come out.
Stay down.
Exactly. So it started to come out that a lot of these Republicans who voted against him started getting death threats. So I know what he was doing. Well, let's vote again. Maybe they had enough of the death threats and they'll scare them and they'll vote for me. No, more people voted for you to leave the place. They don't like you. The last of the Trump, I'm beginning to think this is the last of the Trump mega thing. I'm really believing it because Trump is giving speeches and people are walking out. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's rambling on. He's going back to his own heads. He's trying to be a comedian. And he says stupid things. He's trying to say stupid things. So people are walking out on that. Trump endorsed Jordan and it backfired. They want him out. I think we're ending the revolution about the Trump thing. And I think they're tired of it. They're tired of it. Even the Republicans are saying we won't be bullied anymore. So this is coming back at him. So here you go, Trump. This is your guy that your own Republicans rejected.
All right. So, Rachel, you've also got some new reporting, I understand, on those 8 Republicans who originally voted to oust McCarthy. What's going on there? Yeah, this was a bid to actually save Jordan or try to save Jordan's speakership bid. A lot of the 8 Republicans who voted to oust McCarthy had written a letter saying that they were willing to accept some sort of punishment from their other colleagues if it meant Jordan would actually be speaker. There were some moderate Republicans who said that any future speaker, they want that person to punish these members who ousted McCarthy. So these guys who ousted McCarthy, a lot of them big fans of Jim Jordan, had come out and said they would accept losing committee positions, being kicked out of the Republican conference, which means that they couldn't actually go into these private closed-door meetings that they have on a weekly basis, in return for Jim Jordan becoming speaker. Obviously, that's not going to be enough to move people because people are moving in the other direction.
Got it. All right, Jay, so where do we go from here?
Looks like Kira, Jim Jordan's out. I mean, that's the reality. We already have heard from Republicans who have emerged from that meeting saying that they're considering bids for speaker. At least 2, by my count, Kevin Hearn is one of them, have told our colleagues in that hallway, that ugly hallway that you and I have seen so often where Republicans meet down the line from it, that they are jumping into the race for speaker. Kevin McCarthy walked out of that room, told our colleague John Parkinson, quote, unfortunately, Jim is no longer going to be the nominee. We will have to go back to the drawing board. Back to the drawing board for House Republicans. Jim Jordan is out. They do not have the confidence in him amongst the House Republican conference. And it looks like, according to our colleagues in the hallway who are asking these lawmakers as they're leaving, looks like they're going to come back next week, have a candidate for him at the beginning of next week, and this process starts all over again.
All right. It'll be interesting to see who indeed is listed in that candidate forum. Jay, Rachel, thank you so much.
There you go. I have a candidate. I think the Republicans should put SpongeBob SquarePants as their leader. I think he'll do a better job. He makes more sense. I think I wanted to see run for president. Let me see. Bob Squarepants. Will you vote? Who would you vote for? Let's be honest, Pat. If Bob, am I? How am I saying it? Is it right? Square Bob Pants? How do I say it?
SpongeBob.
Okay. SpongeBob. Would you vote for SpongeBob or Donald Trump if you could?
Oh, SpongeBob.
I think so, too. I think he has a shot. I think if he runs against Trump, I think he would win.
Well, nobody'd know what he was doing, that's for sure. But
that's true. run. Let's see if he ran for president. Let's see if he ran for office.
No, I think
I don't know if
the reason this guy failed today is because he's too radical, Trump. You know, he was just pushing the envelope too hard.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be. And, well, you know, before we get into SpongeBob, I'm still serious about running SpongeBob. Here he is. That he did have a presidential debate. Here we go. You guys don't remember it. Here it is.
Now I'm going to let go of your lips. And when I do, I want you to calmly tell me what you need to tell me. Understand?
And that was the debate. It made more sense than the last debate. That's it.
Probably.
And this is when he, you know, and then see if he wants to be...
Maybe President Squidward's right.
Yeah, I guess we aren't good neighbors after all.
No, you aren't! You're horrible neighbors! Stop calling me president!
There you go. There you go. You know, I would vote for SpongeBob. SpongeBob or Biden? Pat, SpongeBob or Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. You know what makes me happy when I'm down?
What?
I remember this person. Actually, it wasn't a person. Do you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes it's an entity.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really a person. And, Pat, you should know who this person is. Because when you're down, you got to get up. Because you can't stay down. You got to get up. You know why you got to get up? Because you'll get knocked down again on your ass. And then what happens? You got to get up. And then they knock you down on your ass. And then you have no sense because you're trying to get up and you're going to get knocked down on your ass. Maybe you should stay down. But that's the answer. Stay down because you're getting knocked down on your ass, you idiot. Why are you getting back up? Some people think that.
Well, that's where this guy's going wrong, running for the speaker.
I want to tell you about this guy. And, Pat, you know who this guy is. Okay, you ready? I'm going to give you a hint, okay? He was down. He was down in the ground. And then he says, here's how he got up. He says, had to have high. He had to have high, Pat. He had to have high. I know I got you at high. Stop right there. You got me at high. But anyway, he had to have high. High hopes for a living, shooting for the stars when I couldn't make a killing, didn't have a dime. This is a good fella. But I always had a vision, always had high, high hopes. High, high. You know what I mean, Pat? You know about high.
Yeah.
He had to have high hopes, Pat, for a living, didn't know how. But I always had a feeling it was going to be that one in a million. Because they always had what? That high, high hopes. You know, about this fella, his mother, you know, he loved his mother. His mama said, fulfill the prophecy, be something greater. go make a legacy, manifest destiny back in the days. We wanted everything, Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history, light up your wildest dreams, museum your victories every day. We wanted everything.
Who is this?
You know who this is.
Who?
I will say it. But you agree? Will you agree? Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up. No more love. And I hate to see you waiting. Because you know what? Because you have to have what? You got to have that high, high hope. You got to have it, Pat.
That's a song, isn't it?
I don't think so. Is it? Or is it not?
The mama part's throwing me.
The mama part is throwing you because everything could throw you on that. Could really throw you on that. It could. But you know who it is.
Who? No, really don't.
Really?
Really?
Wow. Well, let me give you a hint. Here you go, girlie. Here you go. Because remember what Mama said. Because Mama said. Mama said that. Here we go, Pat. Tell me who this is.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around. What makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes.
I thought so after I heard
Yes. But
you
it worked.
You couldn't have picked an older song, eh? When's that, from the 40s?
Well, here's one that she sung with Frank Sinatra. This is how it sounds.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll
move that rubber
tree plant?
I might accidentally hang up on you.
Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
So, Pat, so when you're getting high, you know what I'm saying, Pat. Just remember that ant. There you go. What do you think? No. Okay. All right. So that we should listen to the ant and we should learn from the ant. We should learn. The ant doesn't give up. The ants are ignoring or annoying.
Hello?
Can't kill them with raid.
Sorry, I had to get that. My modem went down today.
Oh, no. Did your modem?
The provider was calling me to ask me questions, and I had to catch that.
Well, let me cheer you up because you know what the sound is. Here.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned. So look around. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
I think this is the one I
know. He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. plant. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had
I knew a little.
That's
ant
a
'60s once.
Movie.
That is.
That's
but
a
'60s I knew ant.
Movie.
Yes, it is. I knew a little ant once.
What was it? What was the movie?
I forgot. I think it was High Hopes. I think that was a movie. That's what it was called. Maybe I don't know. I don't remember in the movie what they sung High Hopes in. But I think she. That was Doris Day, by the way. So
yeah,
I never seen a Doris Day movie. never seen a Doris Day movie. You know that song?
Well, then.
You think that song is Panic at the Disco? Silly, but you got Frank Sinatra covering that song. So it had to be cool,
that
right?
Was covered many times through the years. I mean, I've heard that on 78.
I know, right? I remember an aunt like that. We called him Mr. Solution. I'm going
to
tell that. No matter what Mr. Solution does. Well, he butt his head so much that he got a concussion, and now he's in CT, you know, situation. You know, it's not good. No matter what you did, he butt his head. Oops, there go another solution to that problem. And so now he's in a coma and he's walking around as an alcoholic looking for his next thing on crack. He turned to crack. Mr. Solution went to crack.
No,
that's
he
a
didn't.
Sad thing. Oh, yes, he did. Yes,
did
he did. Yeah.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. I had to report it. I got news. Mr. Solution's a crackhead. He was a smart guy, too, you know? He was a smart guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble buying this.
Well, I'm sorry to say that. I'm just saying that he seemed like a nice guy. I knew that he probably had some kind of crack problem, you know, early on.
Yeah,
but I didn't really believe it. Well, yeah, you know, from crack. He was just up and down, up and down. And then I'm hearing rumors that he's walking around trying to score some rocks. Because he never...
That's not good.
That's not good at all. Because I know that he was against drugs. He was against sex. Yeah. And you know he never had sex before in his life. He read about it. He just read about it. And talked about other people's orgasm like if he had one. Then he got involved with crack. He wanted
no
a little.
Way.
He started off with a little. Yeah, started off with a little taste. You know what I mean? He was out there chopping
crack.
Wood with his tractor, and is what I'm hearing. The guy had a house next to him, and one thing led to another, and they were doing crack on a tractor. Sad, sad day. Maybe he'll get off the drugs, you know. He'll get off the drugs.
Well, I
because
just lost
just...
a friend to being drunk to the point he was blacked out, and he fucking hit his head so hard he died the other day.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, because his family shamed him for being drunk and everything. He didn't go for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably had a hemorrhage or something.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. Because I think that's what happened to Mr. Solution because, you know, we shamed him. We shamed him on the air. I feel a little responsible why he's probably sipping fentanyl as we're talking. He got into that crack, and I feel a little responsible, but not a lot.
I don't either.
Because
he was coming down hard.
He was, wasn't he?
He was.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
Well, I wondered what the heck happened to him.
No, I'm telling you, Doug, he was on his downward spiral. Sometimes he would get agitated, and I knew he was agitated. Sometimes he started calling me names. Did you notice that he started calling me names a lot more aggressively? I guess because he was running out of crack.
Well, I know he was going after me pretty good.
I know. And innocent, I mean, I don't know why he went after you because he tried to get a bump and he couldn't find one. So he might have got a hold of some bad trap with some bad crack. I don't know. For all we know is that he's trying to, you know, he's in a barn right now firing a crackhead, firing a rock up. I don't know if he's full crackhead, but I'm thinking he's partial crackhead.
Yeah, no, he, you know, are you tempting
full?
Into yeah. coming in to refute this?
No,
or?
I'm not. I'm saying that it's a problem. Oh, here's Laverne. Here's Laverne. There's only two reasons Laverne comes into the studio. I wonder what this reason is. Good morning, Laverne.
Hello, Brian and Pat.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know damn well Mr. Solution is not a crack addict.
I should be ashamed of myself. What? I heard a
you
rumor.
Be, and Pat keeps saying, oh, no, oh, yes. Pat said, no, he don't seem like that. Oh, yes. Pat, I'm not going to let you leave this day thinking Mr. Solution is a crackhead.
Oh, good. You know what? Yeah, but Brian, that's almost,
what?
You know, libel.
I heard a rumor. It could be true.
That's slander, isn't it?
It's not slander if his behavior is like a crackhead. I know, Laverne.
I bet I can read your mind, Brian. I bet you the 911, I mean the 111 that you said is Solution. You think you're going to, if you said something that'll make him come out, that he'll come out.
I don't think he's ever going to come. Well, I don't know if he's going to come out of the closet because there are rumors he is gay. He's a gay crackhead. I mean, we're getting out of control here.
Oh, come on.
Huh?
Now you're going too far.
I'm going too. Oh, the crack wasn't far enough, but the gay stuff? Whoa.
With how religious he is, can you see that?
Yeah, he is very religious. But he could be a gay religious Christian and a crackhead. But yes, there is a 111 in the studio that I got a feeling is Solution who's too much of a coward to stand up, and he has to have women protect him. And he just hides in the shadow like a gay crackhead.
Oh, no, come on.
He's trying to bring him out, Pat. That's all he's doing,
he
trying to bring him
back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Laverne, you're so loyal.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, she's so loyal.
What would he say? No,
I don't know.
He'll say something funny and
he'll say something
to Brian.
Well, we'll go on and wish him the best of luck.
Mr. Solution, you know I took up for you.
Well, I was trying.
You had it, Pat. You were trying.
He heard you.
He did want to believe it. He did not want to believe it. I think he probably bought some of Patty Cakes, the devil, that little brownie that you have on a sample. But I don't know.
He brought me out on that one.
I'm doing shrooms next week. I've got it all planned.
It takes a, oh, okay, I got to promote that. It takes a lot for Laverne. I know when Laverne comes in the studio, it's like, okay, either she's going to correct me or she's going to say, you should be ashamed of yourself. It takes a lot for me. I'm going to call in. I'm going to call right on. This has gone too far.
He was going to get a warning pad. I mean, after you got over... And he kept talking, and Brian kept talking, talking, yeah. Started convincing you, didn't he?
Uh-huh. It's a shame.
Oh, you know he's talking like
Wow. Wow. I just, we're going to end the show early because it's Friday, and I love you guys. We're going to end on a high note.
You didn't get Mr. Solution in here, did you?
He's right here. I know he's right here. He's just not talking. Is he going to say, it's going to take me more than that, Brian. You know he's eating them up. You know he's eating them up. And he's going to go through the weekend thinking about, I'm going to kick his ass Monday.
Yeah, he might step up next week.
He probably will. Like he pretend that wasn't me, but I'm going to come in mean. Oh, boy. I want to thank the lovely Laverne to call in, which is unexpectedly, to defend a fellow human being. It's questionable that we think that Solution is a human being. We don't think he's human. I think the Solution is probably one of these orbs or these aliens among us that's probably looking at us and writing down information to send it to his people. But I want to thank you, Laverne, beautiful Laverne, for coming in. I want to thank the beautiful Pat for coming in. I want to thank Solution, who's here right now. I can say shit. You know what?
I hear it someday, but ain't gonna say nothing.
He's not going to say
shit.
Yeah, he's just sitting there and listening. As long as they say my name, I'm okay. Or maybe we should call him Mr. Pollution. You know that's what he's doing. As long as they say my name, I'm good. I'm good with it. We all know who this guy is, Mr. Pollution. That's it. The show was brought to you by Patricia Oberlin Bakery, home of patty cakes. Go to Patty Cakes if you're feeling down, because you take one bite and you'll be floating in midair and never come back down again. If you have high hopes, she does.
Come down again.
Yeah.
You don't want to scare people.
You'll never be the same, though. You could qualify for being a handicapped person. What was that? Sir, do you know where you are? Nope. Have you been going to Patty Cakes again? Yes, sir. Good stuff. So I want to thank Pat. I want to thank the lovely Laverne. And you too, Mr. Solution, you coward. You coward as the coward that you are. You pansy.
Wait till he hears this later tonight. And then he's going to be like steaming.
He'll hear it. He hears it. I want to thank you guys. Do you guys want to say anything? It's Friday. Do you have anything you want to say at all? You know? Because we're going to end the show.
Moon coming next week.
Sorry?
There's a full moon coming on the 28th.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, and it's going to get squirrely. So...
What do you
from
mean?
Wednesday
what's
going to
happen?
You can, well,
gonna
everything, driving, people, everything.
Do you think the full moon affects people's behavior? Are you one of those people?
It does. They've done studies on it, Brian.
Mm.
Emergencies are up, police calls are up, suicides are up. Oh, God, everything.
Really?
All over the world. Oh, yeah.
Do you think people are, really?
It affects
well, it says here. Yeah, it says here. The idea that the full moon affects behavior is a popular legend that has been called the lunar effect or the Transylvania effect. Some people believe that the full moon.
The popular culture. Look up the study on the moon.
I will.
On the full moon.
Right, well, it says here, some people believe that the full moon makes people moody, aggressive, and erratic.
It does.
Hey, that's just...
It
that
does.
Just makes, that's just me. I mean, I should sue them for copyright. That's how I usually are. That's how I'm moody, and I'm aggressive, and I'm erratic. Even Laverne has come in the studio going, let's pull this back a little bit. Let's get on the track. Okay, everybody, let's put this train right on the track again. It fell off. It fell off again. Let's move the train back on the track. That is true.
But another story, Brian, and I really should have listened to it, but it was reporting on hundreds of people it ain't the word arrested for child trafficking.
Really?
Hundreds.
Where is this at? Hundreds?
I should have read or listened to it, but I really didn't.
I believe it, though. You know, I hate to say this. Okay, and listen to what I'm about. You know I'm controversial. You know Laverne. You know Pat by now. And I'll include you in this one now, Pat, because you've been around. You've been around for a long time. You know my mouth. War gives you an opportunity to do prostitution. War is an opportunity to do sex trafficking. I mean, when they're done with these hostages and whatever, and they sell them on the black market, by the way. And they're saying there's certain evidence that these people that they have now in Ukraine are on the black market. And there's rumors that these hostages and Hamas, are starting to sell these hostages on the black market. They get a pretty penny for it. I mean, let's go into the dark. No, you guys don't. I can go there because I can see in the dark. You guys
white
stay
slavery.
Beautiful as you are.
It's white slavery.
You guys, exactly. You guys stay beautiful as you are. I'll go there for you. If you could go to the dark web, we have done this live on the show, and it's a scary shit. It scared me so much I had to get the fuck out, I'm being honest. I did it live. So when I went in, Ellen was with me. We did it live on the air. What is this and everything? And I think one time Laverne was with me when remember they did the alert, Laverne, at kidnapping, and they had like a timer that every 10 minutes or something?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? So people think I do a bit all the time. No, we did. And I think I broadcast that they had over this area, there was sex trafficking, over this area, there were drugs. And then they had a timer of every 30 seconds somebody was kidnapped. And every 1 minute, it was horrible. It was an abyss of...
My
word.
It was
an abyss. Yeah, it was. It was just an abyss of sewage. I thought it might be a bit. Yeah, I was a little bit afraid to do it because I didn't want it on my browser. But when we got there, oh, my God. It is true. You see the stuff in real time all over the world.
That's scary shit, man.
It was.
And Brian, do you know the people that access that website? They've been tracked too. They've been tracked by the FBI.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I was afraid of. You know, but they have a browser they claim that cannot be tracked. So I went on that browser that keeps your thing anonymous. So who knows? But I just wanted to get the hell out of there because I just felt filthy just being there. So I saw firsthand. Granted, we did not stay long, but I saw firsthand that sex trafficking, drugs, and kidnapping, and rape, and all that stuff firsthand was on the market.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
it was on the market. And so I'm saying, if you were, and ladies, stay beautiful as you are, because out of the darkness. But if you're Hamas and you don't like the Jewish people anyway, and killing them is not going to give you anything, do you know how much you could get for a female who is about, and they went to a music concert who's about 23 years old on the black market? Are you kidding me? And I know we don't want to think that shit. I know, but it's true, and there's already rumors about that. And when Laverne brings up hundreds and hundreds of people are sex trafficking, I believe her. It's probably more. It's probably
more. They were arrested. They were arrested.
Oh, they were arrested. Those are the ones who got caught.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, hundreds of people were arrested, you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Look it up, Brian. See if it's...
Well, I'm trying. Yeah.
Check it out. Learn more about it than I did, because I really didn't. I just read the capture, and it was from some news station that I was unfamiliar with, so I didn't even listen.
Okay, I'll try to... Wow, Laverne. I didn't know. Oh, that's totally different. Yeah, good. I'm glad they got them. Let's see if I can pull it up, see if I can find something here, see if there's a story. Hundreds of adult and child sex trafficking victims rescued from the FBI. I don't know which one. This one's a long poke human trafficking. No, let's try this one. Yeah, tell me if I'm right. I'll read it. Laverne, tell me if it's a story. This is according
to... I really don't know the story, but go ahead, read it anyway.
Okay. This is according to the Washington Times. Now, the Washington Times, don't get it confused with the Washington Post. It's an independent newspaper, okay? So they call themselves the Washington Times, the American News. So take it for what it's worth, okay?
Right.
I mean, they got headlines like, you want to save America from socialism, go to church. It's kind of a conservative newspaper. I'm trying to tell you what kind of paper this is. They have Biden on here. It goes, world reaps the seeds of terrorism sown by Biden. So you get an idea of their thinking, okay? You get an idea of what newspaper I'm reading. All right, so the story, let me see if I get this. Here we go. FBI rescues hundreds of sex trafficking victims, arrest dozens of suspects, and nationwide crackdown.
I don't think that's the one that's not it
because that was August 3rd. Yeah, that was August 3rd.
They didn't say dozens was arrested. They said hundreds was arrested.
Right.
So I don't know
no, that was
the same story or not.
It wasn't. That was August 3rd. I don't have, but I can. Guy, listen to this. I can't find that story, but you're right. You turned me on to.
Okay,
thank you. That would be good. That would be good. Thank you, Laverne. But you put me on a track. This is kind of sad. Disney employees and former judge among 108 people arrested in, what were they arrested in? Child sexual predators? This is from CBS News. Disney? Disney employees. Disney employees. This is from CBS News. CBS News. It's been updated March 17, 2022, so this was last year, but I didn't hear the story. So if you didn't hear the story, it's new to you.
Holy
but it says
moly.
Here, it says here, I wish I would have picked it up. Again, this happened last year. Disney employees and former judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting, Florida police say. Authorities have arrested 108 people, including Mr. Solution, for alleged child sexual predator.
I am shocked.
I am shocked.
But I've been hearing about Disney not sex trafficking, kids trafficking.
I would put it past anything that kind of does to kids. I don't. You're right. I've heard little rumors here and there. It says child predators and those seeking prostitutes in a 6-day undercover human trafficking operation in Florida. Among those taken into custody were Disney employees and a retired judge. The arrest of human trafficker and four child predators alone makes the whole operation worthwhile. That's what the Polk sheriff said. Whereas the prostitution, there is exploitation, disease, dysfunctional, and broken families. Well, I think broken families, why they turn to prostitution. I don't think prostitution breaks up the family. If your daughter is a prostitute, I think the broken family comes first, and that forces her to be a prostitute because she gets in drugs, she's on her own, she needs a place to stay and to survive. That's just me.
Yeah, because I don't think it's all the same. A broken family could be a poor single mother raising kids.
Right. I agree. And it says here, I mean, because I know Mr. Solution was a child prostitute because he admitted it on the show. That he's dressed up in little girls' outfits and parade him around his ballerina outfit.
He's going to hit you.
All right. These are rumors. Clean himself up.
I knew I couldn't believe it.
He cleaned himself up. He is a goodwill story. The arrest of human traffickers, during their operation, which they called Operation March Sadness, two detectives found prostitutes who had posted online for advertising through various websites and social media platforms to identify people who were seeking them out. They also identified adults who they thought were inappropriately communicating with children. Now, what does that mean? Inappropriately communicating with children. Is that really a law? I mean, can you really? I have to get into the weeds here.
I think it's a law, but I think I can see where it could be inappropriate, especially says one of the questions is, did the perpetrator ask the child, have you had sex before? How many people, men,
right,
or how many women you've been with? They inappropriate questions.
Well, I agree. You're right. Yeah, that could be. Have you seen Mr. Solution drive around on a bicycle in a dress? That's one of the inappropriate questions they can ask a kid. Oh, yeah, they saw that man. That's that man. There goes that man.
He's going to get
reading you. Reading a book while he's riding a bike. About riding, reading a book writing about how to ride a bike while he's riding a bike. Oh, go forward. They also identified adults who thought. I feel so bad because he's unarmed and it's like shooting a deer so many times. The deer is already down and I'm still pulling bullets into the deer. Stop it, Brian. Quit shooting. The deer is dead. I can't help it. I got to unload on the deer. Every hunter knows. Yeah. So that's what happens. I mean, undercover detective. I mean, that's officials identified four Disney employees among those arrested. Xavier Jackson, 27, worked as a lifeguard at the Polynesian Resort for Disney. Judge said Jackson sent inappropriate photos of himself and messages to an undercover detective who pretended to be a 14-year-old girl. Mr. Solution does that, too. Sometimes he'll come in as a 14-year-old girl, and he sends inappropriate messages to me. Hi, Brian. I'm a 14-year-old girl, and I'm lost. Please talk to me.
He does not.
He does. He does it every week.
And they're also wondering what happened to the Maui kids, that the children that was loaded on buses and never to be seen again.
I know.
What?
I know. Well, the fires in Maui. I'm thinking you're referring to when their houses are burned down and everything. They've got these kids, Laverne.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And not to mention, you know what? Come on, we don't go there. But how about these immigrants, these children who come across the border and they separate them from adults? Come on now.
They
just speak Spanish.
They are definitely a target, yes.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
They shoot those kids up, and then send them out in the street and trafficking. I mean, I can't conceive it. Laverne, you're a mother. Pat, you're a mother. You're both mothers.
Yeah.
And I can't conceive.
I'd kill anybody touch my kid.
Exactly. But I cannot conceive of saying, it's so bad where I am. I'm going to send my children to America without any supervision whatsoever. But wherever they go, it's still better than here.
That's pretty fucking bad.
I don't know about, right, or I'll pay Mr. So-and-so to stay, you know, with my cousin. My kid, he's going with them. He's going to America, and I asked him to take my kids. And they hardly know the guy. I mean, this goes on all the time, right?
Yeah.
I
know it does.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can do it. As soon as he got there,
you
gotta
have a heart of stone.
Yeah. Kids don't know, and they separate. And they're going to send money back to mama. Maybe they're going to send money back to mama and daddy. And this guy, this coyote, says you can make $50 a day. I mean, what do you care? You're a throwaway, right? What do you care? You're 13 years old. You really think you can get a job in America? You're 13 years old. You're 13 years old. You think you're going to get a visa? I don't know if you guys are into sports. I doubt it. There's a little chance. There's a popular Dodger player. I forgot his name. He's playing for Florida. Guy's the best hitter and everything. He got all these accolades, and he got this. He got a world champion ring. But he came here through Cuba, through the Cuban Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
And after he was going, he had to send all his money to them. Even now, he's a big celebrity, to pay up his bill if they brought him over. So I can imagine them talking to a 13-year-old girl, you know, we own you now. You have a debt to pay. Does your parents have the money? We can send it for them. They don't have money. They're poor. Of course they're poor. Every little cent was for me to come here. Then you're going to have to pay. It's not free. Next thing you know, I'll tell you a horrific story. It's a true story. I know you're tired of my story. I'll tell you a really good story. This is a true story. I probably told it a lot. This is where Laverne will probably start making dinner and everything. That's okay. But I needed a part-time job and everything. So I got a job. I used to drive for disabled students. So I saw that in the paper, these were disabled. Older adults. Okay, disabled is disabled.
Mm-hmm.
But disabled adults are different than kids, trust me, or students. First of all, I'm driving them. And these guys are, they're very, and, you know, the average age is maybe 80, 79, 80. They couldn't wait to get out of that place. And then they get in my van and they raise holy hell. And I had to drive them to the store. These were the cantankerous motherfuckers. These were the worst of the worst. You know, as soon as they got out, they were like raising hell. I would take them to the store, wait for them to get in. They would do the groceries. They could do this. Okay. I get called. Now, the lady of the place hired me. It was a woman. This is all true. I'm not exaggerating. If you heard it before, please tune out. I get called into the office, and there were eight women around this long table. She was in front of the table. She says, I want everybody to know this is Brian. He's our new driver. Hi, Brian. And these were all women. Hi, Brian. It's not like it was one of those meetings that I don't want to attend because I love drinking. So fuck you guys. Anywho, I am not kidding. Brian, why don't you turn around for the ladies? I go, what? Turn around for the ladies. Pat, this is absolutely true.
I believe it.
I go, okay.
They
so I'm turning around slowly.
Saying that.
Yeah, I turned around slowly. And I never heard such applause in my life. And I go, ooh, I'm a star. Thank you.
Well, they liked
Thank
your bum,
you.
Did they?
They loved my bum. In fact, they ordered me to walk backwards into the office every time I had to go in. That's how popular my bum was. So anyway.
Oh, my. I would probably
the woman
like
in
that
the front. They did. So the woman in the woman who ran it and who hired me said, back off, girl. She's mine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then she's,
that's
she's,
how you have to talk to old ladies.
Yeah, well, you know, I felt like a piece of meat. I know that Mr. Solution makes his living being a piece of meat, but I felt uncomfortable because I'm a higher learner than he is. better morals than he does. Mr. Solution would have felt right at home
It'd
being
be
a piece
really,
of meat.
Really?
He would be right at home being a blue plate special for these women at Denny's. And then, so I went on with my chores.
He's going to be calling.
He might, but he's too much of a coward. So I did my chores, right? And then I noticed I walked by a bathroom, and I see this nice Latina girl. They're dressed in maid outfits. They were. And they were kind of short. And I saw that. I'm going, oh! And she had the door wide open. She just smiled at me, and she didn't know a lick of English. But there's some things you don't
need.
You don't
need a lot of English for that one.
Exactly. There are some things you just, the smile is international. You know what I mean? It's K-Paso, my little dear. I know a little bit of Spaniard. So then I get called in to the driving office where this dude. And he goes, I know you're new here. He's a Latino. I know you're new here, Brian. I go, yeah. Stay away from the women. I didn't do anything with the women. Don't talk to them. You're not supposed to talk to them. I go, I didn't talk to them. Good. And I need the van Friday. I said, well, I got some runs to make, and yeah, you can have the van Friday. I go, what are you going to do with the van? I'm going to Mexico. And what he does is that he takes these girls and he goes to Mexico, sex trafficking them, then he brings them back in the van. This is what's going on there. This is what's going on there. But you think that's enough dirty work, right? So I've been sexually assaulted with their eyes. They undressed me and they did naughty, naughty things. And I know because I'm a medium and I felt what they're doing and the vibes really hurt me and I'm traumatized. I know what they're thinking. Yeah, they did
you
naughty, naughty things
a
to
piece
my.
Of meat. Don't even try to tell me you don't.
I felt like a piece of meat and they hurt my nipples. That's all I have to say.
<They're cool. laughs> So why'd you let them play with them?
I was a medium, and it was all spiritually. And spiritually, I got great spirit nipples. I got the best spirit nipples in entity. Anyway, so I thought that was the worst. I understand what's going on there. I'm leaving it alone. I am not going where that woman is because I'm a candy. I'm a piece of candy. I ain't no Tootsie Roll. You know what I'm saying? Uh-uh. So I started to hide out. Then this old lady, all this is true, this old lady, she's about 100 and something years old. But she looked good. She looked like she was only 99 in a day. Beautiful. And she happened to be wheeled in by a guy. The guy says, hey, Brian. I go, hey, what? Hey, Brian. I go, hey, what? Hey, Brian. I go, hey, what? Hey, Brian. I go, what? This is so-and-so. This is so-and-so. I'm going to park her over here. I'm going to put the brakes on her. Okay? And I'm going to go get her something to eat. I go, would you watch her? I'm going, she's 100. Where's she going? Brian. Okay, fine. I'm looking up at her, and she looks at me, and she's wobbling her head like, you know, she's a. It's one. I just wanted to put my finger on her forehead to see her head wobble more, like a bobblehead. Bing. I didn't do it, Laverne. I didn't, but I really wanted to. I just wanted to tap the head like it's a bobblehead. Hey, bro, you know. But I didn't. She looked up at me, and she goes, my, you're a handsome man. I go, don't you sex me up, lady. And she started laughing. She started laughing because I said it as a joke. She goes, I haven't laughed in a long time like that. I go, well, come on, you're a nice lady, blah, 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 okay? Now, sooner than a half an hour after the conversation, I get called in the main director's office. I go, oh, Jesus, every time I talk to somebody, I get called into different offices. And it's this guy this time. I never knew the guy existed. He was like the director of the place, really professional, suit, tie, whatever. Had a seat, leather seats. I knew it was leather because when you sit down, it was like you farted. Pure leather. That's not the fake lever. You sit down and go, oh, that's good lever. Look at that. And he proceeded to tell me, don't talk to Mrs. So-and-so. I go, oh, I didn't really talk to her. I was just holding her. You know, they're going to get food for her. I understand that, Mr. Jackson. I go, oh, I'm in trouble. They use my last name. I'm almost on my way out of here now. So I understand. I needed the money. I go, okay. She goes, and don't talk to so-and-so. She gave me a list of five people not to talk to. Okay. These women don't have a family. I said, I understand. They're lonely. I understand. They got nobody. I do understand. And I don't want anybody to be talking to them because, and then I found out that these guys, they leave their wheel to the place where they are, but they sign a check over to them personally.
And they didn't want her to get her,
exactly,
her thoughts tangled up with somebody else. Oh, I know.
Right. Yes, this is what they
do.
This is their scam.
Do you know what this one chick did?
Go ahead.
That I
yeah,
read
go ahead.
Cards for? She went around to all these old men that were on their last legs, befriended them. She pulls out a wad of papers asking me, well, will this one go through? Will that one go through? A bunch of fucking wills. I almost kicked her out of my house. I could not believe my eyes.
Oh, yeah. And going back to the home, but I agree with you, Pat, because going back to the home, the kids stopped visiting them. They got their own lives. They're thinking their will is ironclad. They just sit there being lonely, and they got this direct. Yeah, and they find out it's not. And what they do is say, oh, I want to donate to the home. Make it out to Bob Peterson, you know. Oh, okay. You know, because they don't know any better. They're from a time where you trust people. And that's how these guys do it. So on one hand, you got this guy running a scam on these old people who are waiting to die. You got another guy transferring the help to Mexico for sex trafficking. Then you got this other thing that's going on, too. You know, and I'm caught in, my sex assaulting thing, business. Brian, would you mind going to put gas in my car? No, ma'am, I'll do it. Make sure you get the good gas. Yes, ma'am. Make sure you're being a bracket, nice and shiny. Yes, ma'am. I go, this is not part of my duties. Oh, yes, it is part of your duties. Your duties are what I say they are. Now, why don't you be a good guy and go get some gas, and they patted me on the ass. Go run. So that's what that's true. All that's true. It was a football thing. Have you ever seen a football thing? Like they smack you on the ass like they think it's funny. So that's what it was. And this came out of a folks home, an old folks home. The stuff that goes behind the scenes of an old folks home will probably shock the hell out. Or maybe it wouldn't shock you because it's one of these things that, oh, yeah, that's going on. We know what's going on. We just don't, you know, where else are we going to take our old people, you know? Where else are we going to do it? We have no choice. And
it's terrible,
and
isn't
that's,
it?
It is terrible, and that's where, if it wasn't is that Mr. Solution did not escape the old folks' home, he wouldn't be able to be on the radio. So luckily, he got out. He got out of the old folks' home, and he made it to us, and he got a family that adopted him at age 42, and now he's on the radio with us. I never heard of a grown man being adopted at 42, but Mr. Solution said he needed a family because he needed to get off the crack. And they put him into rehab, and now he's doing well. He's doing well.
Hey, Zeke.
He's teaching crackhead school to people who are addicted. All right, so now you hear the story. Everybody has a story. That's what it is. You know, I'm going to ask Laverne this because she should get upset. Pat, I need you to listen because you'll get shocked. I don't even know if Laverne's still here. I'm hoping she's here. So I was talking to my friend last night, and she has a child. The child is 14 years old. She's in school. Okay. So the teacher started to read a book, and the book was the Sawyer, Hunk Finn. We know what's coming, don't we, Laverne? We know what's in that book. Hunk Finn.
I forgot the story.
Yeah, well, remember Nigger Jim? Remember they called him Nigger Jim?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that was in the book.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the story I needed
to know.
I got
that book.
Yeah. Well, the teacher started to read. This was yesterday. So the teacher started to read. Was it Nigger Jim or is it another name? I think it was Jim, wasn't it? The slave. Was it slave Jim and Hunk Fun? I want to get the name right. Who was the slave in Hunk? What is it?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Because it didn't impress me as anything serious to remember.
Right.
I wasn't serious.
I think it was Nigger Joe, wasn't it? Was it?
Maybe.
Why do you think it's Joe instead of...
Wasn't he an adult in the story?
Yeah, he was. Nigger... was it Joe? I got to get it right. I'm sorry. I got this obsession, so I'll go crazy. Jim. Nigger Jim. Jim is one of the major... Now, Jim was a fictional character. The book, Huckleberry Finn, was not a documentary, was not a true story, by the way, okay? It's fictional.
It was Mark Twain.
Yes,
Mark Twain.
Yes. And Jim is one of the major fictional characters in the classic 1884. This came out in 1884. Remember that day. It came out in 18. It's a classic. 1884. So you know what was going on in 1884 at the time.
Yeah, people accepted
it. Right, the book chronicles his and Huckleberry Raft journey down the Mississippi River, the antebellum southern United States. Jim, who is often referred to in the book as a nigger. Yeah, so that's they often refer to him in the book as a nigger. Or in the South, nigra. In the North, nigger.
Okay.
Yes.
But Brian, that was even prevalent in the 60s.
Oh, I understand. But see, you're right. But this is his book. So this woman, as of yesterday, she was a teacher. She read a segment of Huckleberry Finn, and what she read was the word nigger, as they referred to Jim. We're talking yesterday.
Yeah. Anyhow, what happened?
They blew up. Parents were outraged. The kids were horrified. They eventually banned the book because it had the word nigger in it. They banned the book, so they cannot read Mark Twain ever again and never be taught in that school. So Huckleberry Finn.
She should have known better. She should have
prepared. Well, apparently she went to administration. They said it was okay, but I don't think they got the backlash. They expected
the
backlash as they did.
But if they told her it was okay, why did they fire her?
Yeah, well, the parents just lost their freaking mind. They didn't expect the outrage. I mean, they said, well, Huckleberry Finn is in the school thing, and it is a classic, and yes. I think what could have happened is that she didn't go far enough to teach her. I think she could have gave them a permission slip, let them know that we will be reading Huckleberry Finn, and if this offends you, there's a word, this and this, if this offends you, then your child has a permission to stay home that day, or whatever. They did that to me in sex ed. I just had a permission slip for my parents to sign, you know. But they banned it.
The teacher, she didn't think about the climate that we're in now. Like you said,
at first
that was okay, you know.
Right.
But not as things are today.
Yeah. But I kind of picture, you know, Laverne, I kind of picture myself as a parent. If I had a kid there, I would not complain. That's how the books were. It was 1886.
That's like trying to change Shakespeare to modern.
Right, exactly. Or some of the museum pieces.
Both of y'all are correct.
both
yeah,
of y'all
how about
are correct,
the Venus?
But,
how about the Venus statue?
But remember,
she has no arms, but go ahead. I'm sorry, Laverne.
I'm saying both of y'all are correct about, you know, why shouldn't it be able to be read? But like you said, Brian, one time, you got to read the room.
You got to read the room.
Like that can cause, and it could be nothing, but at this particular time.
You are so right. Know who your audience is. Read the room.
You're going to know somebody's radar is going to be up.
Yeah. And why did you have to, and she kind of knew, you know, Laverne, I just have to think that you, there's other passages in that book that did not refer to Nigger Jim. But she read that particular passage. You know what I'm trying to say? She could have said Jim.
Mm-hmm.
She could have said Jim.
I think they were on high school that she was reading to.
Yeah. But
they would have been in there fighting.
Oh, they would have.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, you
know, I bet you,
you
there was no black. I bet you there were no black people in that class when she read it. I guarantee you. I love you guys.
Well,
we got to.
How did people get outraged then? Who were the parents that got outraged?
White people, the social media kind of people, the Gen Zers, and you know who thinks transgender should have a title like he or she who love transgenders and want to put. You know those people. They don't want any slurs against another person, bullying against another. We brought them up. They're on the job. And now they're banning books. I want to thank, again, if I didn't thank her enough, the beautiful Laverne, sometimes known as Lorraine. Depends on when she wants to come in. She knows what I'm talking about. You remember?
I do.
What was his name?
I sure do.
What was his name? You were trying to woo Laverne and kept calling her Lorraine because she knew something. Going, oh, don't do this. Laverne was laughing. I'm going, you silly fool. But anyway, I want to thank her. And I want to thank Pat. Good, I got the minute in.
Oh, heck yeah, anytime.
All right, kids. Well, what are you guys going to do with 2 days without me? I mean, that's ridiculous. Wow.
I don't know. You'll have to message me and tell me you're high or something.
Oh, that would go well. What I have to
do
is...
I think I'll self-medicate too, Pat.
Yeah,
like I'm not
you can medicate. Exactly. It's not fun, Laverne. You typo and they're like, hi, Brian, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. You can't even read the writing. What the fuck is he talking about? He can't even translate this shit. Okay, I'm going in. I'm going to go to sleep now. What the hell did he just say? Okay, good night. Good night.
You go to Google Translate and it says he's high.
Yeah, it was... That's all it is. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, time to go to bed. That was it. Nice talking to you, Brian. Just then, and I know it's in there. Just then, right now. Breaking news. It's just in. Here we go. Breaking news. Is it? Breaking news. This is the end of Brian Hammer Tech Consultants. Mr. Solution went back to snorting crack. He is now on the loose. So you see a tall black man who doesn't think he's black running through the backyards to get in your trash can or maybe robbing your house, please be kind. It's Mr. Solution. He's back on crack. Thank you. Breaking news. Laverne says, you know what, this man is just so good.
Yeah, I'm just shaking my head.
I know you are. I can't wait for him to say something. I'm going to be here Monday. All right, everybody. Hey, have a great week, and I'll see you guys Monday. Bye, everybody.
You too.
Be safe.
Bye,
Pat. Brian.
Bye.
Bye, Laverne. Bye, Pat. Bye.